Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 3. Guilty leaders. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 3. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the house of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. Zechariah verse 3 of chapter 10, guilty leaders. We're talking about the shepherds. We're talking about the leaders. We're talking about the pastors, the prophets, the rulers, the priests, the guides, the judges of Judah. Of Judah, of course. And of course, this is a theme that Judah will have heard many times. It's hearing it now through Zechariah after the exile. It heard it from Ezekiel 34, during the exile, and it heard it, Jeremiah and Isaiah, before the exile. The guilty shepherds, the guilty leaders, these guilty prophets and leaders of the people, these guides. And God is angry. He was angry before, he's angry during the exile, and he's angry now. His anger, which is what we read, his anger burns. A punish is the word he used. Why? Because these leaders, they have the responsibility. They're the guides, the directors, the governors, the instructors, the leaders of the people. Of course, there's kudos. They've got a name, they've got status, they've got standing. They can look at all that. Yes, oh, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a so on. But they have a duty too. They have a responsibility. They're answerable to God. They're accountable to God. And obviously from the context, and certainly so in those earlier prophets, these leaders, these pastors, these elders, these governors of the people, these prophets, these shepherds, were failing. They were misdirecting the people of God. They were misleading the people. They were the prime movers in their paganism. They're the principal leaders in the apostasy, and the buck was stopping with them. It wasn't fate. It wasn't just events. It wasn't the world around. It wasn't the sheep that were ultimately responsible. The first responsibility stopped with the shepherds. And God's reaction is to punish them and to take over the flock and to lead and direct his people into better places. He will. This is God's purpose. The guilty shepherds. Now, this is Old Covenant. But as 1 Corinthians 10 is very clear, Romans 15 verse 4, and 2 Timothy 3, these things are written for our learning, for our profit, for our instruction, that we might learn from what Judah did, what Israel did, and avoid their mistakes. Well, what about the New Covenant then? What about us today? What about the leaders today? Where are they leading us? Where are they guiding us? Where are the teachers, the leaders of the people? I'll use the word pastors, the shepherds of the people, the governors of the people. Where are they taking us? Kudos, name, status, standing. Oh, yes, there's all that. Yeah. But the duty, the responsibility, these are serious matters. We can stand and preach. We can write. We can take a status in the assemblies of God's people. But in the end, we're answerable and accountable to God. Judah had shepherds who were misleading the people, and they were accountable and answerable to God Almighty. The same today, my friend, if we are in any way, those of us who lead God's people, those who are responsible, and all of us have some responsibility, but the leaders particularly here, these carry the greater and heavier can. Well, these are serious words, I know, but there they are in Scripture. May we learn from them and react and respond to God.